Where can we get that recording? That would be incredible, just having that, just listening to that, looking over a lake, just talking to the Lord. Thank you all. Grace, too good to be true. Some people will tell you that. When you begin to understand God's infinite grace in its fullness, the more and more we understand God's grace, we're amazed. We can't comprehend it. The song Amazing Grace was written out of that. But when you share that with people, sometimes when you share God's grace and you explain His grace and what He says in His Word and the grace that He has, sometimes that's the reaction of people. Oh, that's too amazing. You know, if that were true, that would be incredible. That's the reaction some people get when they hear the truth of God's grace for the first time. Oh, that salvation, it just sounds too easy. It's too good to be true. That's the reaction of some people. And God's grace is so incredible, so wonderful, that it could actually be a stumbling block to some people. To some people, it can trip them up because they say, oh, you know, that would just be amazing if that were possible. But there's no way God is, His grace is that good. It's so easy. It's so simple. It's so amazing. I just can't believe it. And then it can become a stumbling block. But I'm here to tell you today, God's here to tell you today, that His grace is amazing. It is incredible. It is infinite. It's more wonderful than anything you could imagine, than anything you could comprehend. And it's true. It's true. And it's for you. It's for me. Let's pray. Father, we just ask that You'd speak to us, Lord. Lord, I am ever learning more and more about Your grace. Lord, I'm ever trying to understand it more and more. And Lord, sometimes You reveal it to me in my heart, and sometimes I get so excited about it, and Lord, I grasp it for a little bit, and then sometimes it fades and I forget how incredible and how wonderful it is. And so, Lord, would You just get me out of the way from this teaching, from this preaching this morning of Your Word? Lord, we need to hear from You. Would You please teach us about Your grace? We pray these things in Your name, Jesus. Amen. Grace, too good to be true. Well, let's try to define it a little bit. There's so many definitions for grace. What is it? What is God's grace? You probably have your own definition. You could define it just as well as I could. But one of my favorite definitions of grace, God's grace, is it's free, unearned, undeserved favor, love, and mercy that God just wants to pour out upon you continuously, just nonstop. Just like a waterfall, just showering you. That's God's grace. Free, unearned. You didn't earn it. There's nothing you can do to earn it. You didn't earn it. You can't deserve it. You don't deserve it. It's unearned. It's undeserved. And it's His favor, His love, His mercy. It's just who He is. He just wants to pour it out upon you. Grace is God taking the initiative to meet our need, whatever it is. That's another good definition. God taking the initiative. It's all on Him. It's His initiative. Doesn't have anything to do with you trying to earn it or get it. Could I have God's grace? Can I get it? It's not that. It's God taking the initiative to meet your need, whatever it is. That's His grace. Grace is costly. It's expensive for the giver, but it's absolutely free for the recipient. Well, maybe we can see it a little bit better through a picture. I just kind of thought about this story. I believe the Lord gave me just kind of a little story, a picture of grace, if you will. So let's just look at this picture of grace. Imagine this. Imagine that Allison, a lot of you all know, Allison is my wife. We have three children. John Allen, 12, Anna, 9, Christian, 6. That's our family. That's the Frost household. Well, let's imagine that a man of means, a wealthy man, just decided one day, maybe he had just noticed my family one day out in the yard or something, and this man of means just decided one day, you know what, I'm gonna send my right-hand man over there, and I'm just going to bless that family with something. And let's say on a Sunday afternoon, a man showed up at our doorstep, and he knocked. He was very nicely dressed, and he said, "I just wanted to let you know that my boss, I'm his right-hand man. I take care of a lot of things for him. He's a very busy man. Just wanted to let you know that he just wanted to bless just you and your wife with a gift." And so I'm a little suspicious and say, "Okay, do I know him?" "No, you don't know him. But he just wanted to bless you with a gift." And I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Do you want to hear about it?" "Yeah, go ahead." But I'm very skeptical, very suspicious. And he says, "Well, if you're willing, he said, he would like to send a limousine over next Friday night. And the limousine will arrive at your house at 6:30. There will be a babysitter with all kinds of references. She's an incredible babysitter, babysits for their family all the time. She'll show up at 6 o'clock, and she's going to watch the kids. And the limousine's going to pick up you and Allison." "Is that your wife?" "Yeah, that's her." "Limousine is going to pick you up and take you to your favorite restaurant, wherever that is. You all will dine there together, enjoy the meal. And then he has it set up that then you all will go to a movie. He'll take you to the Rave Theater, and he'll take you there, and you guys will go in. They'll have the tickets for you at the door. You'll walk in. Popcorn, drinks, candy, anything you want, that's all on the house. You just tell them, they'll know that you're coming. When you get there," and see, Allison's back in the house, "there's somebody from a florist is going to come in, and at the theater, they're going to present you with a bouquet of flowers that you can give to your wife. And you all will watch the movie. The limousine will wait for you. It'll take you back home. And hopefully it'll just be a great date next Friday night for you and your wife." And I'm listening. "Well, that sounds pretty amazing. We would love that." And he says, "Well, you know, if you believe it, if this is good for you, if you're on board with it, just sign right here, and it'll all happen next Friday night." And do I sign it or not? It sounds too good to be true. How did this person even find out about me? Why would he just want to do all this for me? He doesn't even know me. It sounds a little too good to be true. And the man asked me, "Well, do you want it?" And I say, "Well, I don't know if I believe it." "Well, my master's real. My boss is real. Just sign right here." So maybe I just go ahead. "All right, well, let's see what happens." It's a picture of grace. That's a picture of grace. If I were to sign, and then that next Friday night, the limousine does show, the babysitter shows up, and the limousine shows up, and I go through all that, and I experience all of that, and Allison experiences it all. And my kids have a great time with the babysitter when we return. That's a picture of grace. But a better picture is, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to look at two verses today, verse 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2. Turn in your Bible. That's in the latter half of your Bible, the second half, past Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and the Corinthians, and a little further. You've got Ephesians. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. God tells us this: "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Grace, it's too good to be true. Too good to be true. Notice in the very first part of verse 8, in grace, this grace that's so good, it's too good to be true. The first part, the first thing we notice is that God's part is everything. If you'll notice in these two verses, there's God's part, and then there's your part. There's my part, there's our part. Well, God's part is everything in grace. God's part is everything. He takes the initiative. It says in verse 8, "For it is by grace you have been saved." That free, unearned, undeserved favor that God just gives freely. Love and mercy poured out upon you. "For it is by grace you have been saved." What does this mean? This means that by nothing that you did, God decided, He knew that you would sin. He knew of our sin. He knew that you would be a sinner by our nature. And yet He sent Jesus to come, His own Son, Jesus, the Word of God who became flesh, Jesus being fully God and fully man. He left heaven. He came here. He put on a human body and He went. The penalty for your sin, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death. It means eternal death, separation from God for all eternity in hell, in a place called hell. God didn't make hell for people. He made it for the devil and his angels, the Bible tells us. But it also says, Jesus referred to it many times, that it's the place of eternal punishment. The wages of sin is death. But God, in His grace, decided just to send Jesus, that He would have Jesus go to the cross, that He would pay for your sins, pay for all sin, take your penalty, take your punishment, and then be raised from the dead, that your sins would be paid for by Him. It's by grace that you're saved. Saved from what? Your sins. Your sins would keep you separated from God forever. And God wants to save you from that sin penalty. So He took the initiative. He sent Jesus. Jesus, God in the flesh, went, died for your sins, raised from the dead, offers that eternal life. That's grace. It's by grace that you're saved. God did it. Had nothing to do with you. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. God did all that. In the same way, back in the illustration with the date night out, notice that the man of means who represents God, of course, God arranged the whole thing. This man of means thought out the whole plan and just decided to bless my wife and I with it, just to give us that opportunity. And you know, if you think about it, it wouldn't have been as good that date night if I was responsible for some of it. What if the man had shown up to my door and he was saying a lot of things and he said, Now the only thing is, now you've got to arrange the limousine service. Here's a couple numbers you can call, but you get that set up and you try to coordinate the times to fit with the movie and wherever you all want to eat dinner. And then also, the only other thing is you all need to pay for the movie tickets. My boss has everything else, but he said, that's just a little too much, those movie tickets. You pay for the movie tickets. What a difference. What a difference that would make. If I had to contribute, if part of it was me, I don't even know if I'd want it. It wouldn't be as good if I arranged it. Well, the question for you today is, how were you saved? How were you saved? Think about that. Now, when you think about how was I saved from my sins, when you think back on that, maybe you can think of an occasion. Maybe you can think of a certain moment. Some people can think of the moment that they repented. They turned to Jesus. They know when that moment was. Other people just know that they have. Maybe they can't pinpoint the exact moment, but they know they've repented of their sins. They know they're trusting Jesus to save them from their sins. Well, when you think back on that and you ask yourself that question, well, how was I saved? You need to think about it. If you feel like in any way, well, you know, I started doing this and this, and I went to church, or if any of your effort comes into it, I think I was good enough here. I was going to church enough, and I was doing this and this. And if any of it is depending on you and what you did, and it's not all from God, then you've got to question it. You've got to step back, because God's grace is His initiative for the whole thing. He's the one who arranged your salvation. You don't add to what He's done on the cross. That's His finished work and His resurrection. You can't add anything to it. He did the work. And so if you look at your salvation and you say, well, you know, I did this and this. That's not it. You won't get in. You won't get into heaven that way. If you're trusting in anything you've done, anything you can contribute, you say, oh, well, I believe in Jesus, I trust in Him, and but, you know, I've been very good too, or I've been to church all my life. If those things come into play, you're depending on those things too, and Jesus alone is the way to heaven. Nothing you can contribute, nothing you can do. And so how were you saved? Grace is, God's part is everything. Well, what is your part then? There's God's part, there's your part. What is your part? For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Your part is to believe. That's the part that you play in your salvation. Your part is to believe. Through faith. It's by God's grace, it's by everything that He did to save you that you're saved. But it's through faith. It comes through faith. Your part is to believe. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 6. We'll be here for just a moment. If you want to turn there, you can. We'll be back in Ephesians in just a minute. But in John chapter 6, verses 28 and 29, listen to what Jesus said. The people were questioning Him. In verse 28, it says this, "Then they asked Him, 'What must we do?'" Verse 28. They asked Him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent." When you're trying to look for good works to get yourself to heaven, or to add to your salvation or whatever, or if you're trying to add anything to what God's already done for you through Jesus Christ to get you to heaven, it won't work. You won't make it in. Now your faith is in what you're trying to do, and it's in Jesus. It needs to only be in Jesus. Jesus said the only work you need to do, the work that God requires of you, is this, to believe in the one He has sent. That's the work that God requires of you. Believe. And so your part is faith. Your part is to believe. The work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. Well, back to the date illustration with the right-hand man at my door. He's talking to me about these things. And what was my part in that whole illustration? My only part was to sign or not to sign. The man of means had worked everything out. Everything was right there. But the question was, will I sign? The question was, do I believe all this? Do I trust this man? Whoever this man is, do I trust all these things? Is he going to do all this? Do I trust him to deliver? Do I put my name down and say, okay, I'm on board? And that's your part. God's done everything necessary, but your part is to sign, so to speak, and say, God, I believe you. I believe you did all this for me. I trust you. I put my faith in you. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Scripture tells us. In Jesus' hometown, He didn't do very many miracles at all because of their lack of faith. There was no faith. That is our part, is faith. So God's part is everything in this amazing grace this grace that's too good to be true. God's part is everything. Your part is to believe. And next, you need to remember it's not from you. Once you do sign on the line, once you do believe that God's done all this for you, you put your faith in Him, you ask Him to save you, come into your life. Once you've believed it, then you need to remember it's not from you. It's not from you. The Scripture says, back in Ephesians, it's by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It's not from you. It's not from yourselves. And He had to tell us that again in this passage. He had to tell us that a couple of times. God's really emphasizing this to us. It's not from you. It's from Me. And a little bit later, He's going to tell you it's not by your works so that no one can boast. It's not from you. It's from Him. There again in the illustration, on the date night, Allison and I are enjoying everything. Let's say the limousine picked us up. We're enjoying this incredible dinner. We're about to walk into a great movie. We've got all our popcorn. And as I enjoy all of these things, these wonderful gifts, this incredible date, if I'm not careful, I'll begin to think that I took her out to all these things. I'll begin to think it's just my nature. I'm experiencing all these things, and sometimes I'll start to think, you know, wow, you know, I'm taking her on a great date, you know. I can start to think that I'm the one who started this, that I'm the one who's doing this. And, you know, I remember when I was 23 and the Lord really got a hold of me, and I wasn't living for Him, and I would tell you Jesus was my Lord, but I wasn't living for Him. He wasn't my Lord, and He had to use Christian radio. He had to speak to me through that, through great Bible teachers. And the thing He was telling me was, Derek, are you willing to put Me first in your life above everything? And He worked on me. And He kept telling me that. Are you willing to put Me first in your life above everything? And I came to that point of surrender. And I just said, yes, yes, I am tired of messing around. I just want to give You my life. And He began to radically change my life over the next year. But you know what? I remember sometimes I would think, wow, I'm really changing. You know, this is amazing. I'm really changing it. I would so enjoy what God was doing in my life. Sometimes I might think that I was doing it or I had something to do with it. But you know, as you read God's Word, He would quickly remind me, no, this is Me. I'm doing this. I'm doing this. I'm changing your life. We need to remember it's not from us. You need to remember when He blesses you with these things that it's not from you. And so the question for you this morning is, do you believe that you earned it? When you think about your salvation, you know you're saved, you're secure, you know you're going to heaven. Be careful. Be careful. Do you ever feel like, well, I deserve it. I've earned it. I've been doing this or that, or I've been serving the Lord for years. Be careful. Do you believe you've earned it? Do you believe you've done it? Oh, quickly remind yourself. Remember, it's not from you. It's not from you. And then that leads us to, it's a gift from Him. It's a gift from Him. The Scripture tells us in Ephesians, it's by grace you've been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's a gift. What is a gift? There's no strings attached. A gift is something that's given. The giver desires to bless someone out of love. They give. No strings attached. The person didn't earn it. They don't deserve it. A true gift is just given. No strings attached. And then the recipient, if somebody's giving you a gift, your job is just to receive it. There again in the illustration, it's all a gift. I need to remember the whole time we're out, we're enjoying all these things. I need to remember, what a gift. Who is this man? I've got to meet this man. What a gift. We are enjoying this. Allison and I are having such a good time. It's all a gift from this man. My goodness. Well, have you received the gift of God? Have you received the gift from Him of eternal life and abundant life here on earth? Have you received that gift? You have to receive it. You don't earn it. You don't deserve it. God has done everything necessary to save you. And it's kind of like He holds it out in His hand. Just like if you were a musician and I just wanted to bless you and I wanted to give you this microphone, I would hold it out in my hand. I'd say, here, this is yours. I love you. Take it. But it's not yours until you receive it, is it? It's offered, but your job is to receive it. Your job is to take it. It's the same with this great salvation that God offers to all of us. He says, I died on the cross for you, paid for all your sins, raised from the dead. I want to give you eternal life, abundant life. Here it is. You just trust in Jesus. You repent of your sins. You put your faith in Him. Do you believe? But we've got to receive it. We've got to receive Him. We've got to say, oh, Lord Jesus, wow, You did this for me? Thank You so much. Yes, I take it. Thank You. I can't believe it. Have mercy on me. Come into my life. Help me to follow You. It's a gift. Have you received that gift? Have you received God's gift from you? And then notice, it's not by your effort, so you can't boast. It's not by your effort, so you can't boast. It says back in Ephesians, it's by grace you've been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it's a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. God tells us in Titus, in the Scripture, that it's not by our works of righteousness that we're saved, but by His mercy. It's not by works, it's not by anything you can do. It's by His mercy. There again, Allison and I are at the movie theater. She's just received all those roses that I gave to her. And let's say some of the different workers there at the rave, they said, oh my goodness, who is this guy? And they're talking about me. They're saying, who is this guy? Look at that. He had the florist come into the rave theater, bring his wife all these things. Wow. My goodness, what a romantic guy. And you know, they're all talking about this. And you know what? You know what? It's not by my effort. I can't boast. It all goes to the one who decided to bless me with this. We need to lift up His name. This salvation, everything that God's done for you, we need to lift up His name. We don't ever need to take credit. The Lord uses you in a big way. He does something through your life and everybody's saying, wow, you know, I can't believe you did this. We need to point to Him. We need to say, it was Him. It was Him. He did it through me. He's the one who saved me. I owe all to Him. He's done everything. It's not by our works. I can't boast. It's all Him. And finally, we need to live. Now that we've heard this about grace, God's part is everything. Your part is to believe. Remember, it's not from you. It's a gift from Him. It's not by your effort, so you can't boast. And finally, now, live like you're saved. You know, God wants you to live in the same way that you're saved. You were saved by His grace, by what He did, through faith, through your faith. And God wants us to live by faith. He wants you to live by His grace, through faith. Live the same way that you're saved. Listen to this. In Galatians 3, starting in verse 1, God tells us this, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard?" What's He saying there? He's saying, did you receive the Spirit? In other words, when you become saved, you receive the Holy Spirit. To be saved from your sin is to receive the Holy Spirit. You're on your way to heaven. The Spirit indwells you. Now, did that happen? Are you on your way to heaven? Did you receive your salvation? And here it says, did you receive the Spirit by observing the law? In other words, were you good enough? Did you obey well enough? Did you do enough good works? In other words, was the effort on your part? Did you do well enough? Is that how you got the Spirit? Is that how you became saved? Or by believing what you heard? And of course, the Galatians' answer was, oh, it was by faith. It was just believing what we heard. God did everything to save us. We just believed. We believed what we heard. And it was all ours. It was a gift from God by grace. And so God challenges us with this, and He says, did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Well, if you got your salvation by believing, in verse 3, are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? There it is right there. God challenges each of us here today. He challenges us by telling us, you received your salvation just by believing. I did all the work, God would say. I did all the work to save you. You just believed. You put your faith in me. Now, don't be foolish. After beginning with the Spirit, after beginning that way by faith, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Don't get saved by faith, just believing what God did. And then live your life and resort back to all your human effort and then live the Christian life in your own strength, just trying to do the best you can and work hard. No, we're supposed to live the same way we're saved. We're supposed to know that God wants to live in us and through us. And we just live by faith. We live by faith. Live like you're saved. Grace, too good to be true. Well, what about you? Is it too good to be true for you? Or do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe God has this incredible gift for you? Let's pray together. Father, we do thank You. We are amazed by Your grace, Lord. We are amazed that though we have not earned it, we have not deserved it, that You have come here, that You have made our salvation possible, that You died for our sins, Jesus, that You're raised from the dead, and that we can simply receive You. We can receive Your free gift of eternal life and abundant life. Lord, help each of us here today. Lord, if there's someone here who needs to receive that, Lord, help them to pray right now and say, Lord, I've been trying to do it myself. I've been depending on my goodness. I've been trying to be saved and make sure I'm going to heaven by my own effort. And Lord, I'm sorry, I realize now that it's You, that You did everything necessary. So Lord, I just believe. Right now I call on You, Jesus, and I say, thank You that You did everything necessary to save me. I ask You to come into my life. I turn to You. I turn from my sins and I turn to You. Come into my life, Jesus. Save me from my sins. Help me to follow You. And Lord, for all of us who are already believers, Lord, would You help us to live the way we're saved? Help us to live by faith. Help us to realize that, Lord, whatever we do in our lives, Lord, that just like Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, that it's by grace, it's by Your effort, what You will do in us and through us in our daily lives, whatever task is before us, it's by grace that we will do that thing through faith, through our faith, through our believing in You. And it won't be from ourselves. It's not from ourselves. It's a gift from You that You want to live through us. And it's not from us so that we can't boast. Help us to live this way. Thank You. We pray all these things in Your name, Jesus. Amen.